HGM TV.
Yay!
What's good, HGM family, friends, enemies, whatever the fuck you want to call yourselves, man. You feel what I'm saying? What it is, man. Monday, you know, man. I know kids going back to school. You feel me? All this other good shit, man. I know a lot of people happy that they badass kids finna go back to school, man. You feel what I'm saying? So, shout out to all the real parents out there, man. You feel what I'm saying? Who finna get somewhat of a break as their kids in school, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I know you not be able to get it in with your spouses as much as you want to because your child is always around. You know, our time is coming back around. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know. But nah, man, on a serious note, man, you know, what we finna talk about today is something that I've seen around my Facebook a lot lately, man, you feel me, is who pays the bills, you feel me? I don't know, man. I mean, I ain't gonna say I don't know, because I do know. Of course I know. You know, I mean, me being a man, a lot of people go off the Bible, and that's cool. You know, me personally, I go off the Bible myself in some form or fashion. But, you know, just even as a man, I do understand that my job is to provide, to protect. So that's what I do. Now, me personally, I feel like a man is supposed to provide fully. Now, there's nothing wrong. We're going 50-50 either. Don't let nobody play you. And that's what a lot of people got to understand, man. Stop being influenced on how people perceive relationships, because a lot of people are single, or a lot of people relationships are not working, or a lot of people are divorced, or you know what I'm saying? So, you know, when it comes to stuff like that, man, to each his own. Don't sit up here and listen to nobody. First of all, we grown. Everybody grown. I mean, goddamn, man, if it works for you, if you and your woman or ladies, if you and your man, you know, if that's what's understood between y'all and y'all paying, going half on the bills, then that is what it is. I mean, don't sit up here and listen to nobody, man, and you fuck around and have a failed relationship, or you fuck around and be arguing and all this other shit, man. You ain't gotta be doing that. I mean, don't be no fool for nobody. You know, like, especially y'all women, man. You know, y'all probably got Shanquisha, you know, your homegirl, or you know, Bethany, you know what I'm saying? I mean, and you look at her and she telling you, well, my man pay all my bills and all this other stuff. But ladies, y'all got to understand, man, that if you want a real man to pay all the bills, okay, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? Let me touch on that for a subject. I mean, for a second, I apologize. But if you want a real man to pay all the bills, that's cool and all. And the fellas, if you gonna pay all the bills, and if you gonna take up that responsibility to pay all the bills, that's fine. But ladies, y'all gotta understand something. If he paying all the bills, you gotta ask yourself, well, what can I do to help or improve the relationship? Are you cooking? Are you cleaning? Are you taking care of the kids? I understand you might be working yourself, but that's just not enough, because the man is working and he taking care of the bills. So what is you adding to your resume to the relationship to make the relationship even more better? That's what a lot of women don't get. They think, oh, because he paying all the bills, I ain't got to cook, I ain't got to clean, I ain't got to take care of me. You got life fucked up. A lot of y'all women got life fucked up. And that's not reality, man. Don't sit up here and be no fool. Fellas, don't be no fool for no woman who cannot help you. Ladies, vice versa, because it is some lazy ass niggas out here. It's some lazy ass men out here, period. Don't sit up here and be no fool. Don't be no fool, man, for real. Don't, you know, at the end of the day, you know, if you going 50-50, like I said, man, that's cool. Can't nobody judge you for going 50-50. Can't nobody, none of that shit. I mean, it is what it is. It's your relationship. Live how y'all want to be, you know what I'm saying, how y'all want to live together. You know, a lot of people got to understand that, you know, in order to be comfortable with your spouse, y'all got to make it comfortable for each other. Don't sit up here and look at the relationships on TV or again. Don't sit up here and look at your homegirl or your homeboy relationship, or even your mother and father relationship. It's cool to have a template. Let me say that. It's cool to have a template, something to look at, something to base what you would like for your relationship to be. But in actuality, man, you know what I'm saying? In reality, sometimes it don't turn out like that, because, you know, you might, your father, say, just you know, just for instance, your father might be, you know, a hardworking man. You know what I'm saying? But he was a cheater. Just saying. You know what I'm saying? And you might, you know what I'm saying? And you might be like, well, I like the fact that my father was a hardworking man, but at the end of the day, he cheated on my mom and he hurted my mom. Okay, that's cool. And you might come across a man that's lazy when it comes to working, but he faithful. You see what I'm saying? I mean, at the end of the day, ain't nobody perfect. And I'm not saying that, you know, you have to settle. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying you got to settle for a man who wants to go half on the bills. You probably can find a man who, you know, will pay the bills 100%. You know, but don't sit up here and ladies try to make a man feel less of a man because he doesn't pay 100% of the bills. That's not right. Don't sit up here and belittle any man because he doesn't want to or he can't, you know, pay 100% of the bills. That's not right. You know, why are you in a relationship? If you want 100% of your bills paid, then bitch, go pay them yourself. That's how I feel. If you want 100% of your bills paid, then ladies, y'all should pay it yourself. Don't sit up here and belittle no man because he don't want to pay your bills. Especially if y'all not living together. Y'all be blowing me with that. If y'all not living together, you know, it's your bills, not y'all bills. It's your bills. He got bills of his own. You know what I'm saying? But if y'all living together and y'all got children together, then it's y'all bills. It's not just his bills. He's not just watching TV. He's not just washing his ass. Y'all both washing y'all ass. Y'all both watching TVs. Y'all both taking care of these kids, man. So, mainly I believe that it should be a partnership. And I feel like when it comes to stuff like that, it's still a partnership. But, you know, regardless, you should be able to, you know what I'm saying, compromise on things. Like I said again, if the man paying the bills, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? But you have to do something. There's no choice. And for the ladies out there that feel like, oh, my pussy good enough, I ain't got it, man. Man, listen, pussy ain't that good. Y'all stop fooling yourselves and think pussy just a ray of sunshine in the sky. And y'all fellas, y'all stop being some fucking ducks, man. Stop being ducks for that shit, man. For real. When it's real women out here who's willing to bring something to the table that you would never expect women to do. There's some real ass fit women out here for real. You know what I'm saying? You know it's the difference between a woman and a prostitute, right? A lot of y'all got prostitutes on the low. Y'all don't have real women. A lot of y'all in a prostitution marriage. Not, you know what I'm saying, a legitimate marriage where it's two people that's in love and, you know what I'm saying, all this other shit. Like, for real. You know what I'm saying? A lot of y'all got to wake up. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? I mean, at the end of the day, me personally, I couldn't be with a female that's lazy. I couldn't be with a female that cannot come half with me. That's me personally. I'm a father of three. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I'm a hardworking man. You know, I have dreams of being an entrepreneur. You know, I have dreams of being a clothing designer. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, if a woman cannot help me with my dreams or if she cannot come forth with the effort of helping me succeed or helping us succeed as a future marriage or a future relationship, then there's no reason for us to be together. That's just me being honest. You know what I'm saying? HGM, y'all know what I'm talking about, man. We family. Now, some of y'all gonna feel this. Some of y'all not gonna like it. I mean, at the end of the day, that ain't what HGM TV about. We gonna keep it all the way G. You know, a lot of this stuff is my personal opinion, how I would run my life. So please don't quote me on a lot of this stuff. But at the same time, I'm going to keep it G. I'm going to keep it honest. And we going to be 100 with everything that we do and we say. You feel what I'm saying? You know, at the end of the day, like I said, you know, I don't know what more to say as far as that right there. I really don't, you know. Y'all women, especially y'all women, I'm sorry, but y'all got to take the heat for this one, man, because it's a lot of y'all that feel like y'all want to get something for nothing. You know what I'm saying? Y'all want the world, but you don't want to give out a piece of land or you don't want to give out a nigga some water and bread. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, come on, man. I mean, y'all got to stop being so fucking selfish, man, for real. Love is not just for the woman. It's for the man, too. You know, but that's another subject we'll talk about on another day. But at the end of the day, man, my final thoughts, if you're going to go 50-50 and the man pay all the bills, then ladies, get your lazy ass up, cook. You should be cooking. You should be fucking, sucking. You should be doing whatever you got to do to keep that man. Because 9 times out of 10, you're not going to find too many men out here who's going to pay 100% of the bills. And that's just facts. So when you come across a man that's willing to do that, then you, in your mind, you better be willing to do whatever you got to do to keep that man. And I'm just being honest. Fellas, if you come across a woman that is cooking, fucking, and sucking, don't be no fucking fool. I mean, don't get me wrong. I understand other women are going to look good, and I understand that they're gonna presume to you know, they make it seem like, oh, I'm better than her. That shit is not real. Because soon as you get her a chance, you fuck up your happy home, then your ass out of a home. So, at the end of the day, play the game safe, man. You know what I'm saying? Or don't play the game at all. If you're going to be in a relationship, be all about it. If you're not going to be in a relationship, then be single, fuck off, have fun. That's my final thoughts. I appreciate everybody who listened to this, man. We're going to try to get back at it tomorrow. Y'all get at your boy. You know who it is. Hardy Boy, HGM TV, man. Y'all fuck with the kid. Holla at your boy.